And that's just what my daddy's boys done. We went to the creek to hold the water down in the woods a little outside the field down on the other fellow's land. And we went to that hole of water, and the parents, they didn't have no idea we was going into the water. And we learned to swim by swimming on a chunk. Lay a chunk like, and get a chunk and put right under us, right across here, and that kept us from sinking, and we swim. We learned to swim that way. So, went fishing one day, and we got to hold the water, got in the water, and we just took out and went swimming across. My daddy said, "When do you boys learn to swim?" Of course, we had to up and tell him, and he was surprised.
I see. You had to learn somehow before then, huh?
That's right.
Did you ever have any deep water so that you could do any, did you ever do any diving? Or?
No, I never done no diving, no. Mm-hmm. I can tell you something else about schooling now. That made me think of that. That brought that to my mind. I had about 2.5 miles to go to school, and I never rode a school bus in my life. School, I had to walk. And one afternoon, it rained. And we had to cross a little narrow bottom in a little narrow creek. And there wasn't no bridge on the creek. Anybody wanted to cross, they drove a wagon down in the creek, up above the bank, and crossed. But we school children had to walk a foot log. Now, you know what a foot log is?
I'm sure I don't.
Well, they go in the woods and cut a tree down long enough to reach across the creek out on the bank good. And then they'll hew it off on top, make it level, and set it down there. And well, they'll dig a little trench on each side and put that log down in that trench so it'll stay put. And when we got to that, it wasn't more than about that wide. When we got to that foot log that evening, the creek was full of water, muddy as could be. There's about 8 or 10 of us. And all of them went across but one girl and myself. And she was born the same year I was, and she's dead now. She died back on the fall. There was 4 of us in this neighborhood born the same year, and they're all gone but me. I'll be the next. But when we got to that foot log, they all went across but her and myself. And she's just a little older than I was, 2-3 months old. And we hesitated to go about going across. And she says, "Now I'm going on across, and you've come right on behind." Well, the old yellow foam was coming under that log and boiling up. And I was watching it. And about the time I got to the bank, nearly to the bank, I was going over, and she grabbed me by the hand and gave me a sling and landed me on the bank. I haven't forgot that.
Just made it over, huh?
She either saved my life or saved me from getting a shown up wet in one of the two. And I guess I'd have drowned if I'd have got in there. And that woman, I spoke to her several times about that, and says, I don't remember that. I forgot all of that.
Well, it meant more to you because you...
But I didn't forget it, and I haven't yet. She got a daughter who lives up in Pontus right there. Mm-hmm. I talked to her about that, a couple of months ago, I think.
You mentioned going to... school. How about church? Would you...